Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Francona moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. one out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 0 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miranda. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Power scores. Francona moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso bunts towards third. Klaus catches it and throws to second to double up Francona. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasbye hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jim Finnegan now playing third base. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Hamner moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Neiman scores. Klaus moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Finnegan now playing second base. Chico Carrasquel now playing third base. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Finnegan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Bob Boyd. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Dell moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.